For years, Elizabeth Elliot has been pointing women to Jesus and challenging them to live a life characterized by love, good deeds, and devotion to God's Word. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today and for several days about the subject of doubt. Have you made a major decision in your life and you have been just tormented with doubts ever since that it was a wrong one? I feel very sure that our enemy, the devil, hates to have people making decisions in the will of God. And so he is invariably going to attack us whenever we make a decision after having prayed about it and considered it and studied the scriptures and asked for godly counsel and done all the things that a Christian ought to do in making major decisions. When we've done all those things, then the devil comes at us with all sorts of doubts. Well, in the control room this morning is my friend Jan Anderson, and I'm so grateful for Jan. And today I'm just ecstatically happy for and with her because Jan is engaged. And this is the first time when she arrived last night I saw her beautiful engagement ring. But by the time you hear this program, she will be Mrs. Lauren Wismer, W-I-S-M-E-R. And as far as I can tell, by the look in Jan's eye, besides the letters that she's been writing me about this incredible man and the things that she told us last night, there isn't a doubt in her mind that she wants to marry Lauren Wismer. I know that Jan is a godly woman who has gone through some other tough experiences in this area of the love life, and who hasn't? And I know that she has sought the will of God, she has waited for him, and God has brought this godly man into her life. Lauren is an attorney whose office was right across the street from Back to the Bible offices where Jan works. So you'll forgive me if once in a while I still forget to say Jan Wismer instead of Jan Anderson, but this morning she's still Jan Anderson, and she will be Jan Wismer by the time you hear the program. We're talking about doubt. How often you hear me quote from others? Maybe you get a little bit tired of it. I'm forever quoting from people that I read. Is this plagiarism? I do try to remember to give you the sources. I don't always succeed, and there are times when I'm not even sure whether I made this up, whether I got it out of my own head, whether I got it out of the Bible, or whether I got it from some book that I've read. But the simple fact is that I don't know anything that I haven't learned. And where did I learn it? Certainly not all of it by myself with a Bible. They tell me that by the time a child is 2 years old, he has learned half of everything he's ever going to learn. I've learned some things by myself with the Bible and by the Holy Spirit's teaching. But those things have been corrected and expanded and applied and illustrated in thousands of other ways, through the mouths of thousands of other people and through their writings. And I'm so grateful that God speaks through other people. Just yesterday afternoon, I sat on the porch with a woman who was in deep trouble because of a lack of forgiveness in her own life. And as we ate a sandwich and talked about the absolute imperative of forgiveness, I knew perfectly well that I was not telling this woman one single thing that she didn't know. She knows the Lord as well as I do. She, too, has been a missionary. She's had some very hard and sad experiences where people have hurt her. Anybody out there listening that's had a hard and sad experience where you've been hurt? Well, you know that God's Word says you must forgive that person. So I was not telling her anything that she didn't know. She prays the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." But when I looked her straight in the eye, and I'll call her Mary. It's not really her name. I said, Mary, just tell me one thing. Have you forgiven those people? She looked me straight in the eye and she said, no. Well, at the end of our conversation, she said, you know, I knew these things, but I needed to hear them from you. And I'm sure that most of the things that I'm saying to you, listeners, are not new. But perhaps today is the day that you need to hear something that God wants to say to you. And amazingly, God speaks through people. Well, that shouldn't be too surprising to us, should it? Because if he spoke through Balaam's ass, he can certainly speak through Elizabeth Elliot. So I'm not telling you things which I just learned yesterday. Sometimes I find things that I thought I just learned, and then to my chagrin, I go back to some 30-year-old set of notes, and there they are, things that I thought were all my own, which I had read in an old book way back then by C.S. Lewis or George MacDonald or Amy Carmichael or Janet Erskine Stewart. And there are four names that you can run right to your bookstore and ask for if you don't know what to read. C.S. Lewis, George MacDonald, Amy Carmichael. You can find all of their books in print. From C.S. Lewis's anthology of George MacDonald, he quotes this, "To deny the existence of God may involve less unbelief than the smallest yielding to doubt of his goodness." I better read that again. To deny the existence of God may involve less unbelief than the smallest yielding to doubt of his goodness. In other words, if you doubt God's goodness, even though you believe in his existence, that may be a worse sin of unbelief than to doubt his existence. Now I go on to quote from George MacDonald. "I say yielding, for a man may be haunted with doubts and only grow thereby in faith. Doubts are the messengers of the living one to the honest. They are the first knock at our door of things that are not yet, but have to be understood. Doubt must precede every deeper assurance. For uncertainties are what we first see when we look into a region hitherto unknown, unexplored, unannexed." That's the end of the quotation. And back to my friend Jan. Marriage for her is a region hitherto unknown, unexplored, and unannexed. So by the time you hear this program, she will have been married for about 2 months, perhaps. She has begun to know, begun to explore, begun to annex the region of marriage. But she had some uncertainties before, didn't she? She still has some. All of us do. But we can't know everything at once. We must take one step at a time. In Matthew, the 14th chapter, we have that wonderful story, one of my favorite stories in the whole Bible, of how the disciples were in a boat, battling with a headwind and a rough sea. Between 3 and 6 in the morning, Jesus came to them walking over the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were so shaken that they cried out in terror, "It's a ghost!" But at once he spoke to them, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Now Jesus had been praying alone while the disciples were toiling and rowing in that storm. He stayed in quietness with his Father until the exact moment when it was time for him to go to the disciples in distress. And he said, "Cheer up, I'm here. What's there to be afraid of?" In effect, that's what Jesus said. And Peter had a desire for faith, even though he doubted. And so he said, "Lord, if it is you," even though Jesus had already said, "It is I." Peter doubted, but he said, "Lord, if it is you, tell me to come to you over the water." There was a small, nagging doubt as there is in our hearts very often. And what did Peter do? He went right to the source and he said, "Help me to know that it's you by letting me come to you." He asked for assurance. But the assurance, notice this, required his own risk. So he received the word, "Come." And he had to get out of the boat. He had to take that risk. He had to take the leap of faith. The assurance of who Jesus was came to him not only through the word of Jesus, but through the risk that he himself had to take. The risk to go to Jesus. Where are you headed? Do you want to go to Jesus? What must you keep in view? The face of Jesus. The minute you look around at the waves and the wind, you're going to start sinking. That's what Peter did. But take heart. Even in his doubt, even in his faithlessness, God helped him. But it also involved Peter's action. Don't forget that, will you, when you're in a time of doubt? God bless you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.